It's continuing coverage of Hampton Dumont Cal Soccer being joined by head coach Danielle Arana following a 7-1 loss to number 9 and 2A APDNH here in the sub-state semifinal. And coach, unfortunately, your team kind of gave up a few goals in that first half. The floodgates kind of opened up at that point, it seemed. How would you kind of evaluate this one from your perspective as you kind of start to soak this in after we just get done here?
Well, it's unfortunate. It's not what we thought was going to happen tonight. Win or loss, we at least thought it was going to be close. So the loss itself is one. But then the amount of goals that they scored was just a little disappointing. However, I mean, we played hard. And they continued to play hard, and they continued to play. And, I mean, we're still fighting to score at the end when it's 7-1, and there's 5 minutes left, and that goal's not going to make a difference. And the fact that they just kept, you know, working their hardest the entire time was nice to see, even though it was a loss.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to getting ready for this game, especially, you know, when it comes to the scouting report, knowing that, that was a team that had whole bunch of different weapons, whole bunch of different scoring options, right? What were some of the key aspects of the scouting report going into this one, and what you guys were kind of hoping to accomplish there?
Of course, we look at the stats and we know who plays where and what they're useful and efficient in, what their strengths are, and we just kind of planned for a lot of those players. We know that they play pretty quick, so we tried to play. A lot of our drills were very quick transition drills, just trying to prepare to beat those players before they can shoot, and that was mostly how we trained for this one.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, tough to see the season come to a close tonight, but I know you were telling me last week how far you guys have come, especially with this senior class. What can you say about some of those guys that have, kind of brought you to this point, being able to win postseason games as you did last week, and, obviously able to advance? I know that's quite a journey for some of these seniors.
It is. The last 2 years we did pretty well. And so they were just looking to do it again this year, being their senior year. They helped me hold this whole team together. They helped me lead this team. They helped me, keep it together on the field. The leadership tonight was just above my expectations. While I'm on the sideline, unfortunately, I'm the only coach. And so while I'm on the sideline with the many injuries that we had, I didn't have to think twice about, is it running well on the field? Whether they were letting goals in or we were shooting, it doesn't matter where we were. All of my seniors, my captains, the guys that have been doing this for 4 years with me are taking charge on the field. They're moving people around. They're, talking the entire time. I mean, their leadership that on their fourth year being here tonight was above none.
All right. Don't want to keep it too long, but any final thoughts you want to share about this one or about your team before we wrap up here tonight?
It was a fun year. We were just talking about that down there, about how nice this year was. Most of the time, if we don't make it on one of these games, we're all coming off in tears and really just upset about the whole thing. And not to say that we're not upset. We're very disappointed, and we wish that it would have gone different. But just looking back and enjoying the fact that we had this season together, the chemistry that we built this year, that I think that the seniors, again, did help with, but I don't think that them leaving will break that up. They really built it with the other players as well. I'm just proud of the whole entire team. They came out to fight in every game. The growth that we made this year, I think, was more than any other year. If you look beginning of season to end, take out the records, the loss, the wins, the shots, it doesn't matter. The growth that we made here this season was just more than any other season. So, I just appreciate every guy that came out here, whether it was during the season, if they rostered the postseason, whatever it was, they all just worked so hard, and I appreciate this team more than anything. And the fans. We've had more fans this year than any other year, and it's really made it fun.
You bet. That's Hampton Dumont Cowboys soccer coach Danielle Arana following a 7-1 loss here to APDNH. Appreciate the time, coach, and best of luck here in the offseason.
Yeah, thank you.